this week in my world. I have a mutual friend with my last narcissist, and I didn't know him until after the discard. He'd been my Facebook friend, as he is with so many others. This is a man who is, I would say, quite famous in the marketing world, quite a superstar, has umpteen thousand followers everywhere he goes. And his word and his mantra, what he stands for, is honesty and love, trust. And while he's out there doing marketing stuff, this is the memes that he makes every day. They're inspirational to us, they engage us, and everybody loves him. I was honored to meet him last year and go on a little ski trip with him, and he saved me when I was like going down the hill backwards. You know, you fall and your ski goes down and then you're just like sliding. Well, this guy was with us and he saved me. He put his body in front of me and he shielded me from sliding further down the hill, got my ski and got me back on my feet. And that's the kind of person this is. This is not a person that wants to get involved in petty, stupid things. And yet, I believe this week he was put into a situation with my ex-narcissist as well as someone else that triggered him. And he wrote a post and he labeled it long post. It was really big. This long post started out by talking about his friend and his friend that he had to his house. Someone that wasn't in that 30,000 people, someone that was close to him, someone he trusted, someone he loaned money to. He talked about this friend to show that this was not just a casual acquaintance or Facebook friend or connection on LinkedIn. He told this story to his audience and to his friends, and he also brought in this stuff that my ex-narcissist had done, having me arrested, giving HPV to multiple people without care or concern, taking money from others when he had enough. This man went to go on to say that basically, don't fuck with my friends. And he knows both Lizelle and I, and he was defending our honor. There was another conversation in that long post that was just a little tiny bit of it. That was someone else who had done something to his wife, and he was just disappointed in his friends. This post triggered a shitstorm, if you would, of people that were giving kudos to him for standing up and being the big brother, standing up and protecting people that didn't have a voice. I really respect this man for doing this, but within a couple of days, he's still connected to my ex-narcissist, and within a couple of days, he reposted that long post, but he put a whole block at the top of it. He put a block at the top of the new post and said he doesn't really repeat posts, but that this one had brought so much engagement. And I think what had happened was my ex-narcissist read it and got upset with it and tried to reach out to him. But in this second post, he basically told him that, he didn't want any narcissist pig. I mean, he made these names. He really like hammered him and told him to leave him alone, that he was not welcome in his life. I'm pretty sure that he tried to defend himself, but this is all speculation, I don't know. That is deflection of taking accountability for what happened. We all have accountability. I have accountability. I shouldn't have been in his driveway. I get it. But what he did was very heinous after that. And that is what is not a good person. That is not a good soul. And I applaud my friend for sticking up for both Lizelle and I and this other person. But it scares me to see that my narcissist has not given up on me or given up on Lizelle. This has been way more than a year since either one of us have seen him. We don't care. What I'm doing here on YouTube has nothing to do with my story. My story is something that I dabble in between in the different things that I try to teach, but into every lesson that I do. I sit there and I research and I listen and I read and I learn and I watch. I'm not just talking about my experiences. I talk to survivors every day that have lived very similar things. When I get comments here on YouTube, we're all interacting, aren't we? Support groups, we're all interacting. I'm hearing and seeing your stories. So the fact that he just won't leave us alone, the fact that his new girlfriend is stalking, probably making up another story. We know he's going around town telling everyone how crazy exes are. We have to watch out for the wolf in sheep's clothing. In fact, this man used that exact term in his post. Stop trying to be good and get on with your life. Get into a different circle. If you know, the truth has come out in this one, make a new life. You blew it. Leave the victims alone. We don't care about you. And stop trying to make another story that isn't real. I put this in a post the other day, that when they stop lying, I'll stop telling the truth. But I do speak of truth. And I speak from experience. And if my lessons that I was put here to learn can help someone else, by golly, I'm going to talk about it. I think that's all I got. This is Tracy, and it is a beautiful day, so I'm going to go enjoy it. Peace out, and we're all going to recover. If you like my videos, subscribe. I always forget that part. And I always forget that I said that part. So, thank you. Have a great day.